it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you on this beautiful first day of spring to the Wilner Window radio program. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, Arnie is off today, but with me this afternoon in the studio, I have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Don.
And we have Dr. Richard Podell.
It's yucky. Good afternoon.
I should warn everybody that both Sam and Dr. Podell have been battling with some upper respiratory problems this past week. So if you hear some coughing in the background, that's what it's all about. We have what I think will be a really good show planned for today. We're going to start off with some very practical information. Information on choosing the right supplements for those of you who want to keep the number of products you take to a bare minimum. As part of that discussion, because of some of the recent news on vitamin E, we will touch on vitamin E supplements as well, both positive and negative. And to top it off, again, because of the recurring news about vitamin E, I've invited Dr. Andreas Pappas, who is one of the world's leading experts on vitamin E, to be our guest during the second hour. Okay, so let's get started. What I want to do is this. I want to answer the following question. If I only want to take two products, two supplements, what would you recommend? Okay? And after we answer this question, for those who would say, well, what if I want to take three supplements or four, what else would you recommend? Maybe we'll get into that too, especially as it pertains to vitamin E supplements. Okay? So, Sam?
Well, the comments on vitamin E, folks, should be of special interest to those who may have heard the recent negative comments in the news recently. And for that reason, as Don mentioned, we're going to have, as our special guest during the second hour, Dr. Andreas Pappas, who, as Don said, is one of the leading experts on vitamin E.
Okay. So now, back to the first question. Many of you out there know that supplements are good for you. You're convinced of that. You know that the time to prevent osteoporosis, for example, is now, before you get old. But the idea of taking a handful of different pills turns you off. You want to get the benefit of supplements, but you want to do it with as little effort as possible, which is human nature.
It's totally agreeable. And let's assume that you're a relatively healthy person. In other words, you're not suffering from one of the major illnesses, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, etc. This means we would not be recommending specific supplements to address those health problems. We're only going to be talking about prevention and optimizing vitality and energy.
Right, Sam. So I will start it off first, and then I'll invite you guys to give your input after I get done, okay? Now, as far as I'm concerned, the first supplement to take is a no-brainer. We talk about this all the time. You take a broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral combination, one that includes a daily requirement of calcium and magnesium, a product like Wilvite or my favorite Multi or Dual Tab. Basically, these are products that gives you as much of the basic nutrients as you possibly can get in one product, even though you might have to take, let's say, four a day, or if you're talking capsules, it'd be six a day. But it's all in the one product, including the calcium and the magnesium. So that part is easy as far as I'm concerned. Wilvite, my favorite, Multi, Dual Tab, something like that. But what about the second product? Now, here's where we have some possible differences in opinion. In my opinion, if you are only going to take one additional supplement, I would have to go with an antioxidant supplement, especially one that has extra amounts of those antioxidants not always included in the daily multivitamin product. Let me give you some examples. Natural Factors has a product designed by Dr. Michael Murray called the Ultimate Antioxidant. It has 200 milligrams of NAC, or N-acetylcysteine, and it has 100 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid. Now, both of these are very powerful antioxidants, but they are not found in quantity in the basic multivitamin supplements. Likewise, the Ultimate Antioxidant product contains grape seed, curcumin, broccoli, and other powerful phytoantioxidants. These are also not normally found in your multivitamin. It even has extra lutein and lycopene. Okay, so that's one example. Natural Factors, the Ultimate Antioxidant. An alternative antioxidant would be one that we formulated at Wilner Chemists called a Lipoxidant Complex. It also has NAC, it also has lipoic acid, and several of the phytoantioxidants. While it has 200 milligrams of natural vitamin E, which you may or may not want, it also has 100 IUs of tocotrienols, which you should want, and 30 milligrams of CoQ10. Now, before we comment on the question of vitamin E, let's first finish this discussion of the top two products. I asked Arnie what he thought, what he would recommend as the second product. Now, he agreed with me on the Wilvite Type Multi as the first product, but he said he has been recommending a product, which I take also, but not as my second. He's recommending Jarrow's Resveratrol Synergy as the second product. Now, it's an antioxidant blend, but it's an antioxidant blend of natural phytoantioxidants. It's not a bad recommendation. I take it also as part of my daily supplement program. It has some vitamin C, I believe. I put down D, but I think it has vitamin C. And the rest of the product consists of what I'm calling phytoantioxidants. It has resveratrol, for example, grape seed extract, grape skin extract, and green tea extract. So it's an excellent product, but it's for you to decide whether that is enough or whether you want something like the extra lipoic acid, NAC, lutein, lycopene, etc., that you do not get in resveratrol Synergy, but you do get in the other products that I mentioned. Okay, Sam, I'm gonna have you give us your opinion. If you could only recommend two supplements, which would they be?
Well, Don, it's pretty tough to beat what you recommended. I like to keep things simple, so I like formulas that contain a lot of what I like in them. A good multivitamin, a comprehensive multivitamin and mineral supplement are certainly what I would recommend taking. I take one myself, and I often recommend them. And I also really like your Ultimate Antioxidant. And one of the reasons why I like it is because it doesn't have what's usually in a regular multivitamin and mineral formula. It has some other more specialized antioxidants. But for me, I happen to one of the products by Country Life caught my eye, and it's called Superior Multivitamin. And it's one of these super-duper multis where it's got a comprehensive blend of vitamins and minerals, optimal doses. As a matter of fact, it has like 1,000 micrograms of folic acid, 1,000 milligrams of C, 1,000 milligrams of calcium, so forth and so on. But it also has many of the same components of the ultimate antioxidant. It's got some green tea, lipoic acid, NAC. So it really puts it all together in a nice package. Now I have a chance to take that and another supplement. So my other choice would be, you know, it's very difficult. There are so many places where people are deficient. For me, to choose something that you think everybody would benefit from, you would have to decide what are most people deficient in. Thinking that, there are a lot of considerations. I mean, there's a good reason to think that perhaps magnesium would be on the list, or acidophilus, probiotics. Most people need probiotics to maintain a healthy gut. What else? Essential oils. Most people don't get enough omega-3. So I would choose supplements that would certainly resolve the deficiency problem. Of course, deficiency occurs in different people, different ages. So it's really hard to generalize what people need. But I would say something like a fish oil supplement. A good omega-3 fish oil would be my second choice. Fish oils, they have so many benefits to the body that it's hard to not make that a second choice. It's an anti-inflammatory. It prevents or it's protective of cardiovascular disease, helps the immune system, helps brain health. So a good omega-3 fish oil supplement would be my second choice.
Okay, so you're basically going with a different type of broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, so that you can do a fish oil supplement as your second product in general.
That's okay. The way I would do
okay,
it.
Okay, interesting. All right, Dr. Podell, before the break, what do you?
Well, I generally would add a fish oil, or I would add a green formula, which is sort of analogous to the kinds of things that Sam was talking about.
Yeah.
Just a more natural way, maybe a cheaper way to get more different things in. Green formula being basically powdered fruits and vegetables.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's in some ways, that's a little bit more like what Arnie was thinking in terms of a natural antioxidant consisting of the grape skin, grape seed, things of that sort. Okay. All right, folks, so to some degree, we've all agreed. We all think that you want to take extra antioxidants. The source is a little bit different, perhaps. Good. Okay. Now, what about vitamin E? How much vitamin E should be in your basic daily supplement program? How important is it that you look for certain types of vitamin E? Is too much vitamin E, as the recent news might suggest, dangerous? And finally, if you are taking more than one or two supplements, should you be taking extra vitamin E also? We'll answer these questions right after a short break. We'll start taking your calls after we finish our discussion of vitamin E. So I'll give you the number now, but it'll still be a few moments. It's 1-800-321-0710. So if you do have questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, we at Wilner's always try to offer you great deals on Doctor's Best nutritional supplements. Well, here's a new deal. Glucosamine chondroitin MSM in combination is now on sale at half price. These three nutrients, glucosamine chondroitin and MSM, work together to alleviate the inflammation and pain of arthritis and other types of joint problems. You can take them separately, but why not take advantage of the synergistic action of all three together? And why not take advantage of this great pricing from Doctor's Best? One half price. You can choose the 120 or the 240 capsule size. Both are half price. How can you pass up a deal like this? The glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination, 120 or 240 capsule size from Doctor's Best, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at half price.
Hi, this is Dr. Eugene Zamperone, naturopathic physician.
And Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
As natural healthcare professionals, we rely on nature's answer for high-quality kosher, certified organic, responsibly wildcrafted herbs and nutritional supplements. Most products are also vegetarian.
The ancients believed mushrooms increased chi or life force energy. Nature's answer, maitake bio-beta-glucan, is high in the active ingredients that give these mushrooms positive effects.
Nature's answer, the only answer for exceptional dietary supplements, pioneers since 1972. Available at fine health food stores. Visit us online at www.naturesanswer.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, now, before we get back to the telephones, as I promised, I want to comment a little bit on vitamin E. As I said, we will have Dr. Andreas Pappas as our guest during the second hour, so we'll leave most of our discussion for then. But let's just talk about products for a moment. Let's say that for whatever reason, you want to take a full spectrum of product, but you want to cut back perhaps on the total amount of vitamin E in your supplement program. All right, what should you do? Well, the first thing is what you should not do. You should not think, for example, after having read some of the news reports, that something like 400 IUs of vitamin E is dangerous. Bear in mind that the overall scientific consensus is that vitamin E is considered safe in levels up to 1,500 IUs per day. So don't be overly worried about how much vitamin E you're taking unless you happen to be taking very, very high levels. What else should you do? Well, you should accept what we've been telling you for a long time now, that evidence has been growing, has been accumulating, that shows that the other isomers of vitamin E, the other forms, like gamma tocopherol, for example, are perhaps more beneficial than the alpha tocopherol. You should be careful not to deprive yourself of the benefits of vitamin E tocopherols and tocotrienols because of one unexpected and unconfirmed study result. The unexpected unconfirmed comment was in quotations, which is what the authors of the study said. So here's what I suggest. Take a product like Wilvite, for example, as your basic multivitamin, multimineral. Now, Wilvite contains 300 IUs of natural D-alpha tocopherol succinate. Just for comparison, my favorite multi and dual tabs, the other two multivitamins I mentioned a moment ago, my favorite multi has 400 IUs. Dual tabs only has 100 IUs. Now, none of these products, though, contains gamma tocopherol. None of these products contains tocotrienols. Now, that's not good. You can get a vitamin E supplement that will provide all of these other vitamin E isomers and the benefits that come along with that without adding too much more of the D-alpha tocopherol. Yes, you can, and that's what we want to show you right now.
Exactly, Don. And Jarrow Formulas, for instance, has two products that would do the job. One is called Family. It contains significant amounts of gamma tocopherol and tocotrienols along with lutein and pantothene, but it only has a small amount of D-alpha tocopherol, that's 41 milligrams. And if you don't want the tocotrienols for some reason, I don't know why, Jarrow also has a product called Gamma E300, which has 300 milligrams of gamma tocopherol, 100 milligrams of delta, and 7 milligrams of beta tocopherol, but only 34 milligrams of D-alpha tocopherol. Yasu, another excellent company whose products are designed by Dr. Andreas Pappas, who will be our guest later on, has a product called Vitamin E Factor 100-100, which has 100 IU of D-alpha tocopherol along with 100 milligrams of the other tocopherols. You want more gamma and less alpha? Yasu also has a product called Maxi Gamma that has only 50 milligrams of alpha and 500 milligrams of gamma. There are others. Now Foods, for example, has an interesting product called Tocotrienols and E-Complex.
Okay, now the point again here is that you can take extra vitamin E in supplement form without getting high amounts of the alpha tocopherol, okay? So the products that Sam just ran down all will give you the gamma tocopherol, delta, will give you the tocotrienols, but your total level of the alpha will remain relatively low. So it matches quite nicely with the types of basic multivitamin supplements that we mentioned before. Now, you may be kind of feverishly trying to remember which products we mentioned. I have posted a chart on our website that has all of the products that Sam just mentioned, including a breakdown of what they contain, which isomers, how much, and so forth. It's on our website, www.wilner.com. Right on the front page under the latest news headings, you just link on that, and you'll get that page. I also included on that link some of the recent rebuttals about the negative press on vitamin E, so that if you want to read about that, you can as well. Okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to wind down, Sam, because I think we have to take a break for the traffic. We will talk about this more, as you, I think, we're going to point out, Sam, I'm sorry,
okay,
during the second hour when Dr. Pappas joins us. So we will take a little break now. Then when we come back, we will take your phone calls. We'll give you an update on the traffic. This is Don Goldberg, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. Biosil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of Biosil on bone loss in aged, overectomized rats. The results show that Biosil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. Biosil from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Okay, now a quick break for the traffic with Diane de Oliveira.
Good afternoon, everyone. In Bergen County, westbound Route 3, the off-ramp at Orient Way in Rutherford is closed with an accident and fuel spill. Then in Fairfield, both ways of Route 46 remain closed at Two Bridges Road because of downed wires. Use caution through the area. If you're flying, Newark Airport has up to 1 hour delays on arrivals because of the weather. Definitely call your carrier ahead of time. On the Hudson River, the inbound Holland doing fine from both approaches. Leaving the city, though, 15 minutes. The inbound Lincoln is 15. No problems outbound. The inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck, 10 minutes. No problems downstairs or into New Jersey. In Manhattan, southbound Battery Park underpass remains closed at FDR Drive and West Street with construction until 10 tonight. On the northbound BQE, it's jammed from Atlantic Avenue to the Manhattan Bridge. Southbound sluggish from the LIE to the Kosciuszko Bridge and again from Prospect Expressway to Industry City. This report brought to you by STS Tire and Auto Centers. It's a trust thing. Road conditions this winter were tough on all types of vehicles. Come to STS now for a 50-point safety inspection for only $9.95. STS Tires and Auto Centers. It's a trust thing. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Okay, folks, have you been looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes? a way to search through all of this information but easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way, by logging on to the new, improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com with two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold? Had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial, throat, and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Let's see where I am. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And I think before we get to the telephones, I need to tell you that we have some great discounts now in effect at Wilner Chemists. It's a big sale. It's what we call our between sales. Listen to this. The entire Solgar line, that's right, Solgar, on sale at 40% off list price. I know.
They
don't believe me. 40% off list price for the entire Solgar line. Wow, what a deal. But that's not all. We have Desert Essence, 30% off. Nature's Answer and Nature's Way Herbals, 25% off list price. So, if you don't have a copy of our big 224-page Wilner Chemist reference catalog filled with health information and product data, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at wilner.com.
Or, of course, you can pick one up at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. As a matter of fact, we should be getting a new catalog in the works, I say, probably next couple of months, or when is that?
No, actually, in a few weeks.
It's
being printed right now. So
excellent.
If your name is not on our mailing list, this is a good time to get on the list to make sure that when the next reference catalog comes out, you will receive yours in the mail. Okay, again, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. I'm kind of filling in for my partner in good bunny, Arnie, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to decide which call to take. I'm going to start from the top, and if that's the wrong thing to do, Noah will tell me later. But we're going to take Steve from Wayne, New Jersey. Hi, Steve. How can we help you?
I was wondering. I'm 36.
Did we lose Steve?
I thought maybe, I wasn't sure whether Steve was giving us his measurements or his age. He started off saying he's 36, and then that's the last I heard. Well, okay.
Try again, Steve.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let Steve call back. Why don't we move on? Well, I'll tell you what. Since we started with Steve from, I think it was Wayne, we'll move to Steve from Queens. We'll kind of stay with Steve. Hi, Steve. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi. How you doing? Yes, I'm calling to ask you about beta-sitosterol and also about calcium supplements. Beta-sitosterol for the prostate, is beta-sitosterol the active ingredient in short palmetto? And is it better than just taking short palmetto?
Well, there's really no one way to answer that question. I'll give you my answer first, and then I'll pass it on to my two cohorts here. If you're going to pick one supplement, it sort of kind of gets back to the way we started off the program. If I had to pick one product that I was going to take for an enlarged prostate, and I'm assuming you're talking about just benign.
Actually, I'm talking about anti-cancer protection.
Cancer prevention or cancer?
Prevention.
Salt palmetto.
If you want to go with the product that has the most research behind it, the clinical evidence, I would still have to pick salt palmetto. Beta-sitosterol is certainly one of those that should be looked at, especially for, BPH. It is a phytosterol type product. It does a number of good things, but again, if you had to pick one thing, you would pick salt palmetto. In your case, if you had an existing problem like BPH, I would say start off with salt palmetto, see how it works. You can always add additional things to salt palmetto depending on the results. Sam, what do you
think? I would totally agree. I mean, salt palmetto probably has one of the most researched herbs there is, perhaps with the exception of ginkgo, but salt palmetto certainly would be the choice. It probably has other constituents and components because it's a whole herb extract. It has other actions besides just beta-sitosterols. And it also seems to have some sort of hormone-blocking action that I think is beneficial.
Okay, but before I turn it over to Dr. Podell, I think the other question here, it's an interesting thing, and we get calls on this a lot. This gentleman is not talking about treating an existing problem. He's talking about preventing the possibility of coming down with prostate cancer sometime in the future. So there is a question as to, number one, whether taking either one of these things, salt palmetto or beta-sitosterol, is going to do that.
Something.
But there's also, of course, other things that we know that might actually be more directly beneficial, like selenium and vitamin E and so forth. So with that in mind, now, Sam, let me give Dr. Podell, because you already had... Dr. Podell.
In honor of spring. First of all, we didn't actually answer the question in part, which was, he's really partly asking, where did beta-sitosterol come from? Is this the same as saw palmetto? Is this the same as Pygium? And I think the answer is I'm not sure how much beta-sitosterol comes from these. I think there's some of that in these herbs. But, yes, you can take it separately. You can take it together with these other herbs. And what they all have data showing is that they prevent the increase in size of prostate, so-called benign prostatic hypertrophy. It does not necessarily follow that it therefore prevents prostate cancer. Of course, there's a whole lot more people get prostate hypertrophy than get prostate cancer. So it is a wish or a hope, and perhaps true, that any of these may be helpful in terms of preventing prostate cancer. But since no one has really studied them in any formal fashion, have any data, one, we can't say if it's true or not, and two, we can't say which one is best. Now, there are some things that actually have been studied with prostate cancer. And there we can say things like lycopene seems to retard the growth of prostate cancer. Selenium seems to reduce the likelihood of occurrence of prostate cancer at doses at least up to 200 micrograms a day. And probably also, although less strongly documented, fish oil. And that's the kind of things that we know. Plus, in general, we know that high fruit and vegetable diets probably have some sort of anti-cancer effect, that eating less saturated fat and less junk food is probably helpful. But the more we reach out from our database, the more speculative we're becoming.
Okay, Sam, does that cover what you were going to add? Perfect. Okay, Steve, you also wanted to ask about calcium.
Yes, I'm being told, my doctor was wondering about why I'm taking calcium supplements, and he was concerned about that. What is your feeling about that for a man to be taking calcium supplements? I thought it was necessary for everyone to take calcium supplements.
Your doctor was curious why you were taking calcium supplements?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, the government does recommend, well, they don't say it has to be a supplement. You could get, if you ate cheese every day and cottage cheese and yogurt and so on, you could get enough without. But everybody recommends, and I forget what the number is for men now, but probably you're talking about wanting to take about 1,000 milligrams or so,
yeah, at least,
of calcium.
Yeah, we've mentioned numerous times over the years that it has become very well recognized in even in conventional medicine that it's not just women that suffer from osteoporosis when they get older. Men suffer from osteoporosis as well. It's not quite so extreme because men don't have the drastic swings of hormones that women do, but men are at risk of osteoporosis, as are women, and you treat it or you prevent it the same way that you do with women. You want to make sure that you're getting a positive level of calcium and magnesium and so forth during your entire life so that you build up strong bone reserves of calcium and magnesium. So men, you know, there's RDA, as Dr. Podell mentioned, for men, just like for women, and it's pretty much the same. So I'm just amazed that your doctor would wonder why you're taking a calcium supplement, Sam.
It does seem pretty odd, but the thing is, there may be other benefits to calcium just besides bone. I mean, we talk about hypertension, where men certainly have...
Colon cancer.
There's been some recent evidence that calcium, whether it's in a supplement or in food form, levels that are sufficient to the RDA, will prevent colon cancer. So you did the right thing. Keep taking your calcium supplement.
Yeah, I would kind of look a little bit strange at this particular doctor.
It can't cause calcification of the arteries at all.
No, that's not how calcification of the arteries occurs.
Okay.
Any more is it how calcification of the shoulder occurs? If you had tremendous calcium, like your blood calcium level were 12 or something instead of 10, wherever it should be, yes, it may. But that's not because you're taking in too much orally. That would be because either, one, there's an endocrine disorder, or two, there's inflammation in and around the arteries or in and around the shoulders. And when there's inflammation, calcium in the blood tends to precipitate out. But it's not caused by simply eating a moderate amount of calcium.
That's why when you hear, a doctor or the radiologist say there's calcification in the arteries, that is not because you're taking too much calcium. That is because something else has happened that has caused calcium to deposit in that area. Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that call. A couple good questions. All right. I'll tell you what. We're pretty close to when we need to take our next break. So rather than start talking to the next caller and then having to interrupt them, we'll take the break right now, okay? The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Basketball legend Irvin Magic Johnson on how he stays healthy.
I try to do all the right things. I exercise, I eat right, I get plenty of rest. But I also do something extra to guard my health. I take Natrol My Defense.
Natrol My Defense guards your health by stimulating the body's immune system. It actually increases the activity of immune cells, the cells that protect your health. Natrol My Defense contains Immune Enhancer, an all-natural ingredient clinically proven to support immune health.
Natrol My Defense is the real deal. That's why I take it every day.
Natrol My Defense is effective, safe, and can be taken every day. You want to do everything you can to stay healthy, so be good to yourself. Give your body the help it needs. Do what magic does.
Guard your health with Natrol My Defense every day. I do.
Take Natrol My Defense with the power of Immune Enhancer, because nothing's more important than staying healthy.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arne Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, folks, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Mr. Forbes, Sam Forbes, who is the manager of our downtown store and a clinical nutritionist. Before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is kindly being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi collection of multivitamin supplements. I also want to tell you that, you know, you folks have been hearing about the upcoming health fair being sponsored by this station. If you've been kind of having trouble deciding whether you should go or not, please be advised that we are going to be there, so that should pretty much decide you on what you want to do. So be sure to call up and or log on to the website and make your reservations, okay, because we will be there. That makes it worth doing. And, of course, Dr. Vanini, I think, will be there, too. That also makes it worth doing, in case he's listening. I have to be careful because he's a big guy. I got to make sure I afford him the proper respect. Okay, let's see. I guess we can get back to the phones right now. Sally from Queens, thank you for waiting. How can we help you?
Good afternoon. I must tell you that your introduction was so wonderful. It was clear, it was simple, and it was easily understood. So I must compliment you on that, your presentation. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm just sitting here. Just kind of,
I'm calling you.
I'm loving it. Keep on going.
Yes.
You know?
No, it really, for those of us lay people who take lots of vitamins, it just added in, it was a great contribution. I'm calling you sort of as a last resort. For the last year and a half, I've been getting what appears to be like bites. Large bite. I did some heavy yard work at my daughter's in New Jersey, but I had long pants and socks and I was well covered. About 2 or 3 days later, I had what appeared like a very big bite. Somebody said it looked like a spider bite. It became infected, but I soaked and soaked and it went away. But for the last year and a half, these big sores keep coming back. My internist was, put me through blood tests, sent me to the dermatologist who did culture, did a biopsy, And they even sent me for a very elaborate blood test, including HIV, and everybody's come up with nothing. And the only thing that I can think of that I may have added to my diet of vitamins was I took the flaxseed with the lignin. You know, before that I was just taking the flaxseed oil, like a tablespoon a day in my salad. But then I got the lignin because I heard that that was better. So I was just wondering whether any of you have ever had anybody have an allergic reaction to any vitamins or combination of vitamins.
Well, you know, in some ways it's an easy problem for you to resolve. Just stop taking the flax with lignans for a while and see what happens.
I just want to interrupt one minute. I'm on high blood pressure medication. My doctor took me off of that the other day because she still feels that it's an allergic reaction to something that I'm taking.
Yeah.
So she cut out the pressure medication.
Yeah. I doubt that it's an allergic reaction to the lignans in the flaxseed, but of course we have no way of knowing for sure. If you were taking flax previously without lignans and merely changed it to a different flax product, I don't think that an allergy would have suddenly developed for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I, you know, the golden standard for determining if you're allergic to something is to remove the allergen. And if you want to be absolutely sure, just stop taking the flax lignin product for a while.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I'm not quite sure, you know, when you're talking about the dermatological problems, it's really, those are one of the hardest things to help with over the radio.
Yeah.
And in some ways, from my own personal experience, they can be some of the hardest things to solve,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think very often, they never can quite figure out what
right.
you really have. You know, I've seen it many times, and usually, in a way, you're lucky that that you've gone through all the testing at least. Sometimes it just becomes a question of, is it caused by a deficiency of steroids? And if a weak steroid doesn't work, they give you a stronger steroid. And if that doesn't work, they move on to an even stronger steroid. You know, and that's what you have to be careful of too. Do either of you guys have any additional
comments? Could I ask Dr. Podell one question? If it were a spider bite, could there be such a thing as venom that gets into the bloodstream and just, you know, reoccurs like that?
Venom can get into the bloodstream, but it doesn't just reoccur. That is, generally the damage it does is initially local.
Uh-huh.
And while that can last for a while, it damages tissue. It isn't like it goes into the blood, hides somewhere, stores, and then comes back at you. Mm-hmm. That would not be typical.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the only thing I could say is that a naturopathic approach would be something like a detox. You know, get also some sort of food detox and rotation elimination diet. There could be some food allergy in this equation. Milk, dairy, wheat, grains. Who knows? I mean, we don't know. So we have to just kind of like start somewhere. Things like quercetin is a good anti-inflammatory. Nettle is a great remedy to itching. I mean, this is just something you could do just to take care of it now, maybe give you some relief. But you really do need to find out what is causing this alert, what I would say would be an allergic reaction. Stinging nettle, take about one or two capsules three times a day. Take extra vitamin C, perhaps. That's also good for allergies. And some quercetin, maybe 500 milligrams a couple times a day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Sam. And thank you, Sally, for the call. Let's try to take care of Ken from Brooklyn. Welcome, Ken. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, Doug. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd call about the question was use of glutathione and involuntary motor movements. And maybe the question first should be directed to Dr. Podell, but you guys decide, you know, what's best. Just to give some quick background, a son was born multi-handicapped. He was on haloperidol for over 20 years. He had a seizure about a year ago, and he's presently on Lamictal to prevent another seizure. They weaned him off the haloperidol and put him on Geodon. They also added to the mixture Seroquel. And then he got all these involuntary motor movements, and they gave him Cogentin to try and counteract that, and it's not doing too much. We don't see much difference on it. Now, I do a little reading on my own. By the way, we do give him a lot of supplements also. But by the way, glutathione, which I believe is an amino acid, a form of amino acid. A deficiency of this could affect the nervous system, causing symptoms similar to those of Parkinson's disease. Now, they did say my son, he doesn't have Parkinson's disease, but he has Parkinsonian symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know if it's felt this could be of any benefit, and if there's any contraindications against giving glutathione. Couldn't it be useful without being harmful?
It sure wouldn't hurt. Well, you know, there is, I think there has been some studies, one or two, where they've used glutathione for Parkinson's disease. Glutathione is basically, it's the amino acid that's also one of the more potent antioxidants in the body, okay? So, I think the best that I suspect we can say to you is that you've done an interesting bit of research, and I guess there's reason to think it might be worth trying. I don't think there's any downside to it, except perhaps the expense. I think one of the more expensive supplements in high dosages. There is some question as to whether you take glutathione in its actual preformed form, or if you take a precursor of the glutathione. I would do both if I was using it therapeutically, just to cover all my bases. Dr. Podell, Sam, do you guys have any other thought?
Yep. Yeah, I was thinking, we obviously need to know what's going on. There's a lot of factors here. There's a lot of medication. There could be a lot of reaction to the medication. But if I was just to throw something out there that I think would be safe and maybe effective, for nerve damage, you take things like B12. NADH or NADA, it appears to be effective or helpful. There are some antispasmodic amino acids. Things like taurine is a natural antispasmodic. You could try that. And perhaps some fish oils, too, that support nerve health. But, coenzyme Q10 probably would be beneficial to this person. But I'm just kind of throwing out some things that I think vaguely may be helpful, and they probably would be.
Yeah. Ken, you say that he is taking a lot of other supplements, you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right now we're giving vitamin C, zinc, B-complex, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D.
Yeah, because you see, vitamin C, for example, does lead to increased levels of glutathione, and as Sam mentioned, the B-complex.
B12 particularly.
Yeah, B12 and the other B-complex always are important for... I would make sure I include some alpha-lipoic acid as part of the equation. Real quickly, Dr.
Yeah, Bell? Okay. You want to get on the web and look at PERLHEALTH, PearlHealth.com. PERLHEALTH.com. This is the website of Dr. David Perlmutter in Naples, Florida, who is the world's leading expert in using glutathione for brain disease.
Okay, Ken, I hope that's been of some help to you. It's time for me to kind of tell you folks that who I am. I'm Don Goldberg. And who I'm with. I'm with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And who we are, we're the Wilner Chemists Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I also want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of My Defense, the immune support formula endorsed by Magic Johnson. This is a two-hour program, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.